So think back with me 50 years ago when I would have been 11, 12 years old, growing up in a small southern town, of what Sundays were like for me. So I had two older brothers and we all had paper routes. And so my paper route, I just remembered today, was Route 1212. I had 65 subscribers and they were the street that I lived on. So my two brothers and I would get up around 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday because during the week it was an afternoon paper, but on Sunday it was a morning paper. And we would have to ride our bikes about 3/4 of a mile where there were these piles of bundles of papers. And we would get our bundles, we would bring them home, we would turn them and wrap them with rubber bands, and then we would deliver our papers. That would be till about 8:30. 8:30, breakfast would be ready for us, and then we would get in the car around 9:15 to go to Sunday school. And then we would be part of Sunday school, we would go to church, we would come home, we would have lunch, we would sit around, and then at 5 o'clock we did choir. And then at 6 o'clock, we did youth group. We got home. Youth group ended at 7:30. We got home. Mom and Dad ran the program, so they had to talk, get everything done. We would get home about 8 o'clock, and we prepared to go to bed, and that was our Sunday. Sundays are very different now, aren't they? But you know, compared to the Sabbath that Jesus had to deal with, what I had to do was considered work. Work to deliver those papers, work to use the car, work if we watch TV. So the Sabbath for me was very different for it is today, but for the Sabbath during Jesus' day, it was very different because you could not work. So Jesus is in a dilemma where he sees a woman and he wants to help her. And he has to decide for himself, this is work, and what's going to happen if I heal her? What will the temple have to say? And so I have titled this sermon, All Bent Out of Shape. And it's about a bent over woman. She is bent out of shape. But then there's some characters in the story that are also bent out of shape. So who can understand with me when I say that when someone is all bent out of shape, we know what's going on with them? Raise your hand if you can figure that out. So we all kind of, I think all of us at some time in our lives have been out of shape. If you aren't, you're not part of this planet. So we have all been bent out of shape because of something that has upset us, and so we react, and we are all bent out of shape. And I'll express to you that this week that as I was looking at this preaching and the scripture for today, I decided that I would do an experiment and see if I could not be all bent out of shape for a week. And so I had a great opportunity here at the church because we had a lot going on at the church. If you know me pretty well, Pastor Dave does not like chaos. I live a very ordered life. I've told you before up at the parsonage, everything has its own place and don't you dare move it or touch it. It's got its own place where I've got it. So we had the dilemma. I had mentioned that the preschool rooms flooded out because of a heavy rain, and so they had to redo the mulch. So they had to get fresh mulch. So they come and they bring all these little bulldozers in, and they pull all the mulch out, and then they have to put new in. So this happened this week, and it was total chaos around here. We had dump trucks all in the back parking lot. We had six workers back there all day. We had those little bulldozers going in and out. They had to tear out part of the fence to get the bulldozers in. And I had met with them last week, and we decided where they were going to tear the fence out. And I come down here, and they used a different section to tear the fence out. And I said, I'm not going to get bent out of shape. They're going to do the work. I'm done. I'm happy. What was interesting, though, what Pastor Dave had to deal with was people that use our property as community property, which is fine. I try not to get bent out of shape, but I take seriously my role as a steward of our building. And so I kind of get a little bit out of shape when I see it being not abused, but overused. And I'll give you some examples. This is kind of a popular cut through. If you want to get off Broad and go back to Broadmont, then people love to come through our little driveway and come up this way and come out, and they're done. So when we had all this machinery here, Victor and I, we put out cones up here so that people couldn't travel up the little driveway to the parsonage because there was equipment there in the driveway. So I was kind of out watching things, and there was this nice woman with her kid in her van, had pulled up to where the cones are, and she stopped, and I said, okay, she's going to back up and go the other way. And I watched her, and she sat there, and she sat there, and she sat there. So I said, I went over and knocked. May I help you? Yes, I'd like to go up the hill, please. And, I was ready to get bent out of shape. And I said, well, you know, we're doing some work here, and I'll remove a cone, and you can head up. But, you know, this is not a cut through. And so I did the cone, and she went on her way, and she was very happy, and maybe she has learned a lesson. The next thing is we have an au pair brings a kid down that wants to use the playground while all this stuff is going on, machinery in there and dump trucks everywhere. And I said, I'm sorry, I was getting bent out of shape. And I just said, I'm sorry, but the playground is closed. You can come back when it's done. So they left. A few minutes later, a parent comes down with a kid. We have two dump trucks in the back. We have all this stuff going on, and they decide to just ride their bikes all around the back parking lot. And Pastor Dave was getting bent out of shape, but I said, no. I said, you know, we're really busy down here. Can you come back another day? So they left, and the little girl, she was at the top of the hill, and I kind of looked at her, and she looked at me, and she just, her eyes just seared through my whole body that you made us leave, that I could not ride my bike in the parking lot. And then the last one was, and this happens every day, there was a guy walking his dog. And we had, by that time, we had the company coming to spray the new mulch into the playground. And so I kind of walked out and I saw him. This friend of his had parked in our parking lot in the back there, and he was talking to them. And then they left, and he came up and he says, so what's going up, going on around here? And I says, well, you know, we're doing the mulch. He says, I was trying to talk to my friend, and it was so loud. And, you know, and I said, we're doing mulch in there. He says, well, does it have to be so loud? And I said, I was really getting bent out of shape with this person. And so I just said, you know, it's for the kids. We want to have a safe place for the kids. And he says, well, okay, and walked up the hill. And, you know, I think he got bent out of shape after that. But, you know, we kind of deal with that we little things just kind of bend us out of shape. So we're looking at some folks here that are bent out of shape. Let's look at the characters of this story. The first is the bent over woman. She's bent out of shape. She's bent out of shape physically. So imagine what it's like for her to go through life. And how long has she been bent out of shape? 18 years. 18 years is a long time, friends. And she's not been out of shape like this. She's been out of shape that she has to bend down like this, and all she can do is look at the ground as she goes along. She shuffles along. Being a woman, and with this dilemma that she has, she's unclean. People don't want to be around her. She is just untouchable. She's a nobody. We also have in this situation, we have Jesus. We have the guy that's running the service in the temple. And we have the people, the crowd that are there. So let's talk about each one. So here we have this little bent over woman for 18 years, and she's going to go to temple. So in the temple of the day, what would happen is it would be kind of like this, and all the men would sit in the front, all the women would sit in the back, and this little bent over woman, 18 years, she goes back there, and no one wants to be around her. She is unclean. Most people would probably think that she was bent over because she was sinful in some way, but we don't know that in this particular story. So there she is in the back, all bent over, but she has faith. She's going to go to that service and be part of this temple worship service. Jesus is teaching for the day. And as he's teaching, he stands up, and for some reason, he looks way in the back, and he sees this bent over woman. And what does he do? But he calls her up. She must have thought, what in the world is going on? What is this person going to do to me? But here she gets up, and here's this bent over woman. She walks up to the front, and Jesus touches her. And Jesus heals her. And what does she do? But she's bent over and she stands up erect, the best posture she has had in 18 years. And she just has a praise moment. She's like when you see on TV those healing things and people just jumping all around. She is just in the moment. She has been healed. But there is someone else in that story that's been out of shape. Who is it? It's the guy that's running the church, the temple service that day. And he goes to Jesus and he says, Jesus, how dare you heal this woman on the Sabbath? You did some work. You can do that on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but not on Saturday, not on the day that we have worship. It is work. And then Jesus, he gets bent out of shape. And he says, how dare you? He calls the guy a hypocrite. He says, you've got a donkey at your house. Don't you untie your donkey to lead your donkey to get water every day and then bring it back and tie it back up? Didn't you do that today on the Sabbath? Isn't that work? And the story says the person was put to shame. And then what happens? But all the people in the temple, they just started standing up and screaming and having a great time. It was a hallelujah moment. Jesus put him in his place. Work on the Sabbath. What Jesus is trying to tell us is that with all the work on the Sabbath, it's not what's important is the rigidity, but it's the renewal. The law of the Sabbath was for renewal in our lives, that we can rest and take care of ourselves, but not to be rigid. Think about in our lives how we are bent out of shape. Think about how we have Jesus to call on us. We can be bent out of shape spiritually, emotionally, physically. But you know, when we come here to church, Jesus is here. And Jesus is here that in our rigidity and whatever it may be that we have going on in our lives, Jesus calls us. Jesus touches us, and Jesus heals us. And friends, that's good news, because all of us need healing in our lives, whatever it may be, physical, emotionally, spiritually. We all need healing, and Jesus is providing that for us. Here in this space, we can find healing in our lives. But what I like about this story as well is he calls her a daughter of Abraham. Here is this woman that was so ostracized from the rest of the group. She was there all by herself. And Jesus says, she is worthy as any other soul in this room. And that's a joy to hear. Because there are times in our church's history that we have been exclusionary and continue to be exclusionary. But Jesus says all are welcome. All are treated the same. Let me close with an illustration that happened. It happened Friday about 6 o'clock up at the parsonage. There was a guy on a bike and stopped. And he said, are you the preacher at the church? And almost said no. Because usually that means there's a complaint. So I said, yes, I am. I'm Pastor Dave. And he said, well, you know, I've been in Falls Church for a long time. And he said, I noticed on your sign out there, it says all are welcome. He says, is that true? Is that true? All are welcome? And I said, absolutely. he said, well, you know, I haven't been to church in so long. Would I be welcome? I said, absolutely. I said, come to 8:30 or 11 o'clock. And he said, you know, I've just got something on my soul. I've got to get right with the Lord and I want to come. And I said, we're open every Sunday, 8:30, 11 o'clock. No exceptions to the rule. Except something special here. And he left healed just by that simple conversation. That he could be welcomed in a church where he felt he might be excluded for whatever reason. That was an uplifting conversation for me. So let us think about how healing in our lives, and that Jesus is always there to heal us, whatever may be going on in our lives, externally, internally, in our heads, emotionally. And friends, that's good news, because we are busy people talking about school going on. Oh my gosh, there's stress. There's stress. And I would just say to us today, maybe you can help all of us together like I practiced. I had a lot of conversation after first service. I said, you know, let's all work at not being bent out of shape. That resonated with a lot of people. It's so easy for us how we react like that. We don't think. Let's not be bent out of shape. But let's be loving. Let's be gentle. Let's be affirming. Let's not be rigid. And let our lives be filled with renewal that Jesus felt that day as he healed that woman. He showed a spirit of renewal for her, for that temple authority, and for the whole crowd. That they stood up and rejoiced and sang that Jesus had set them free. Jesus can set each and every one of us free in our lives of the entanglements that we have. And friends, that's good news. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we all say together, Amen. Amen.